Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à une nouvelle leçon. Hello everybody and welcome to a new lesson. This is David from French Learner. Today, rather than doing a word of the day, we're going to look at a list of 60 words in English of French origin. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read each word twice. The first time I'm going to read it with my native American accent, and then I'm going to read it with a French accent, and I'll simply read the definitions. Let's begin. Numéro 1. Allah. En français, Allah. Meaning, to the or in the manner of. Numéro 2. À la carte. En français, à la carte. Basically is when you order something in a restaurant and you order single portions of an item, tu commandes à la carte. Numéro 3. À la mode, à la mode, which is basically, in English, ordering a piece of cake or pie with ice cream on the side. However, in French, à la mode means fashionable. Numéro 4. À propos, en français, à propos, meaning regarding or concerning. Numéro 5, number 5. Adieu, or adieu, meaning goodbye or farewell. Numéro 6. Amuse-bouche. And with a French accent, amuse-bouche. A small bite hors d'oeuvre, or a small bite size hors d'oeuvre. Numéro 7. Number 7. Apéritif. And now with a French accent, apéritif is a drink taken before a meal, usually alcoholic. Numéro 8. Number 8. Au jus. With a French accent, au jus. Basically, it's a culinary term referring to a dish served with sauce. Numéro 9. 9. Blasé. En français, blasé. Is basically not being impressed due to over-familiarity. Numéro 10. Number 10. American accent, bon appétit. French accent, bon appétit. Enjoy your meal. We all know this one. 11. American accent, bon vivant. French accent, bon vivant. Somebody who really enjoys life. Numéro 12. 12. Bon voyage. American accent, French accent, bon voyage. Enjoy your trip. 13. 13. Bourgeois. French accent, bourgeois. Preoccupied with material values or class rank or status. The French call rich people des bourgeois. 14. 14. Brunette, or with a French accent, brunette. Basically somebody with brown hair, and English speakers usually call a female brunette. Numéro 15. 15. American accent, café. French accent, café. Coffee house or coffee or café. Numéro 16. Café au lait. American accent, French accent, café au lait. Coffee with milk. 17. In English, chic. En français, chic. Stylish or in fashion. 18. 18. Cliché or en français, cliché. A saying that is used too often. 19. Clique, en français, clique, a tight or exclusive group. Je déteste les cliques. Numéro 20, 20, crèche, in English, crèche, français, crèche, nativity scene for Christmas. 21, in English, crème brûlée, en français, crème brûlée, dessert with custard and caramelized sugar. Numéro 22, en anglais, crème de la crème. Mais en français, crème de la crème. Best of the best. 23. Critique. En français, critique. An analysis of one's work. 24. Cul-de-sac. En français, cul-de-sac. Basically a dead-end street. 25. Décor. With a French accent, décor. Referring to your home, décor. Numéro 26, déjà vu en français, déjà vu, basically something that you've seen or experienced in the past. 27, 27, dossier or dossier, and en français maintenant, dossier, a file. Numéro 28, eau de toilette, French accent, eau de toilette, perfume, eau de toilette. Numéro 29, 29, eau de vie, French accent, eau de vie, whiskey or brandy or other strong alcoholic beverages. Numéro 30, 30, en anglais, en garde, en français, en garde, take your guard. It's a fencing term. 31, we're halfway through, this is a long list. 31, 31, in English, entre nous, en français, entre nous, between us. Numéro 32, 32, entrée, that's a strong American accent for you. In French, entrée, entrée, the main dish of a meal. 33, 33, American accent, façade, en français, façade, façade, a fake persona or fake or false impressions. 34, 34, American accent, faux, French accent, faux, basically an adjective for fake. 35, faux pas, en français, un faux pas, something you shouldn't do, often culturally. 36, femme fatale, en français, femme fatale, a seductress harboring bad intentions. Peut-être, je ne sais pas. Numéro 37, 37, this is pretty easy in English. Fiancé, en français, fiancé, fiancé. You're my fiancé. Numéro 38, 38, in English, gaffe, en français, gaffe, gaffe. A stupid mistake or blunder. Numéro 39, in English, genre, en français, genre, genre, meaning type or kind. 40, 40. This is a long list. If you're still with me, thank you very much. 40. Haute cuisine. Sorry, I said it in French first. Haute cuisine. In English, English accent might be haute cuisine. High-end or gourmet cooking. 41. This is one that we all know. Hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre with an American accent. En français, hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. 42, 42, American accent, joie de vivre, en français, joie de vivre, joie de vivre, the joy of living. 43, 43, this is a political term, and I remember this from political science in university. In English, laissez-faire, laissez-faire, French accent, laissez-faire, laissez-faire. 44, in English, malaise, malaise, en français, malaise, malaise. Sickness or not feeling comfortable, malaise. 45, 45, we all know this one. Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras, en français, Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday, the celebration in New Orleans every year. 46, this is a tricky one for a lot of people, 46. I think Americans or English speakers would say, I don't know how we'd say it, but in French, it is milieu, milieu meaning social environment. 47, this is, in English and French, it's basically the same, né, and basically means born, so it often means, it's used in writing when referring to a woman's maiden name, né. 48, 48. In English, nouveau riche, nouveau riche. En français, nouveau riche. Nouveau riche refers to people having become recently becoming wealthy and oftentimes showing off. 49. I don't know how this word made it onto my list. I never use it. Panache, meaning flamboyance. Panache. Numéro 50. I've known this word for my entire life. In English, par avion, and en français, c'est par avion, meaning airmail, par avion. 51. We're in the 50s now in English. And I think Americans or English speakers might say prêt-à-porter. I really don't know. But in French, it's prêt-à-porter, ready to wear. Literally, if an item is prêt-à-porter, it's ready to wear. 52, number 52. I don't know how Americans or English speakers would say this, but in French, it's raison d'être, meaning your reason or purpose of existing. Raison d'être. 53, this is another diplomatic term. And in English, it's rapprochement. In French, rapprochement. Rapprochement. Basically, it's when two sides or states move towards each other to cooperate. 54, we're almost done. Renaissance in English, Renaissance. En français, Renaissance. Renaissance, literally rebirth, refers to a period of European history between the 14th and 17th centuries. 55, somebody who's brilliant in English, a savant. En français, c'est un savant. Un savant. 56, we're almost done. So an evening party, in English, a soirée. Hey, let's go to the soirée. En français, une soirée. Une soirée. Numéro 57, what is the soup du jour? What is the soup of the day? Quelle est la soupe du jour? La soupe du jour. 58. In English, tête-à-tête refers to people facing off in a close debate. En français, une tête-à-tête, literally head-to-head. Tête-à-tête. Numéro 59, we're almost done. Vinaigrette, salad dressing. En français, vinaigrette. La vinaigrette. C'est la dernière, le dernier mot sur la liste. Vis-à-vis. In English, vis-à-vis. En français, vis-à-vis. Comparing one thing in relation to another. Merci, mes amis. C'est la fin de la liste. C'était très, très long. Thank you, everybody. This is the end of the list. It was quite long. Thank you very much for following along with these daily French lessons. I really, sincerely do hope that I am being of some help. Merci beaucoup et à la prochaine. Au revoir.